Perception. The jersey died on a frosty March morning while my brother and I tried to catch the vapor of each other's frozen breath in our mittens. When our father left the barn, we probed the cow's ears, tried to pry her lips apart, thinking somewhere within her she held the answers to waking and sleeping, sleeping and death. My brother pressed my hand against one milky eye. I expected give, softness like new cheese, but it was smooth beneath the pads of my fingers, as though a clean sheet of ice held the mystery of sight in place. From that day on, the surface was never enough. I popped the face from the mantel clock, followed honeybees to their hollowed trees, slid my body beneath the scrim of algae sealing the pond. And yet, I never learned what the jersey saw just before death filled her brain with its black forgetfulness. 10 years later at the university, I held my breath as the professor placed a green-tinted orb before me on a glass tray, a sharp smell rising. I steadied my hand, gripped the blade, and scored a clean incision between cornea and sclera. When I pulled the iris from the eye's center, that cow's eye view slicked my fingers, and as I held the lens to the light, the world blurred without the shimmering blue membrane still hidden beneath the retina, an iridescent dream exposed only when the eye is empty and formless and coaxed inside out.